Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds like he was at least somewhat close to being available this past week, much quicker than any of us thought. And it seems like there's a real, real chance that he's available on Sunday. I guess the question is, do you think he should play Sunday? And you're like, well, why wouldn't he? I guess what we don't have the information on is the injury risk, re-injury risk?
I mean, there is some.
There's always going to be the risk. I'm saying, is it increased by coming back this week versus waiting another week? If the answer is no, it's the same thing. It's just pain tolerance or whatever. Well, then I think he'll play on Sunday. If it's a, hey, we think if we wait another week, his re-injury risk goes down. Well, then obviously I would say wait till the Ravens game. But I don't think they're in a position offensively. And we're going to talk more big picture with them in 25 minutes. Based on what we have seen and the lack of guys getting open consistently, the explosive plays aren't there other than a couple shots to Tyquan Thornton where they hit on one, thank goodness, this past week. I guess it didn't really matter, but you get my point. At least it was nice to see. This offense isn't good enough to say, oh, it's the Giants. We can wait another week till we get our most explosive playmaker back on the field. No. So as long as the re-injury risk isn't way higher, then to me, and you can have the same catch radius, he should play Sunday.
This is really difficult. Because if they were 1-1, I would say, don't do that. Don't risk this. Right? Like, don't risk this. You are a team who it matters for in December, in January, in February. Who is available to you? It sure as hell doesn't matter who's available to you on September 16th. Don't risk this injury over the Giants. The fact that they are 0-2 is a bit of a wrinkle in here. Because they straight up cannot afford to go 0-3. That will knock them out of almost everything, in my opinion. It will, for sure, and I already think the one seed's dead anyway, it will for sure knock the one seed out of the picture. That'll be long gone. If the Chargers win in addition to you losing to the Giants, well, then you can kiss the division goodbye, too. You're not making up on almost any team in the NFL 3 games in the division, even if it is only 3 games into the season. That's a nearly impossible task, and you'd still have 3 more weeks without your offense, and then you'd still have to beat Baltimore and still have to beat Detroit just to get and Jacksonville just to get to 3-3 before you even kick things off. So in that moment, I will say I'd risk it. But my biggest fear, honestly, with the way that they are set up right now is, and we'll take your thoughts, 913-586-7965 or in the text line, but like I am curious whether or not
if he's truly available, like as in all the re-injury stuff, the catch stuff,
then
he feels confident in it as well, because he has to also be confident in it, the shoulder that is, then yeah, you cannot have the luxury of just like, well, we'll get him next week. No, you're not. The opponent also defensively is pretty darn good, and you're just not, as you said, it's the difference between being 1-1, 2-0, or 0-2. Like
you cannot, get up big in the second half and you want him to take some snaps off, be my guest.
Yeah, and maybe he is limited on Sunday. That's fine. Yeah. I understand that. If you tell me he's on a snap count or something, or maybe this is not the week where they want to do the jet sweep or whatever. Yeah. If they think there's something that means it's more likely for him to get hurt. But also, you're playing the NFL. Every play is going to have a potential hurt for that shoulder to get popped back out or whatever. And I'm sure opponents, of course, are well aware of the injury. If you're pressing them in coverage, they're going to make sure they're going after that shoulder. You might have some big defensive lineman that comes and makes a tackle, or a linebacker, I should say, and that guy might purposely lean on that shoulder. That's just the name of the game. It happens every week.
I genuinely think this is one of those, like, it's worth the risk situations, and that you're just going to have to take it. Now, I'll admit, because we got asked by the morning show as we were transitioning over here, what percentage chance do you think that all 3 of these guys are on the field at any point this season. Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and of course, Xavier Worthy. And I was like, I don't know, 20%? I'd love to say it's higher than that. Rashee Rice is currently healthy and will play in a month. Hollywood Brown is currently healthy and you know, has to make it a month healthy. And then Xavier Worthy is likely to be on the field, if not this week, next week against Baltimore. We think Xavier Worthy will be back on the field. But that's always the fear. It only takes that one hit on Xavier Worthy's shoulder. And then, no, they're never on the field together at any point this year. And Hollywood always feels like, and I hope it doesn't feel like that at some point this year, always kind of feels like a ticking time bomb. He went limping off the field, and I was already imagining the Chiefs signing Mecole Hardman on Wednesday this week. Now, it ended up he was fine. He came back on the field, and he was
okay. Find out when they get back to practice, make sure he's not limited out of practice this week or something. But
And they just made him play through the injury, knowing where they are at wide receiver.
Dusty and Bob, they asked that question. My answer was 30-35% chance that by week 7, they're all three on the field at the same time.
I hope it's the case, because I do want to see, and this will relate to a conversation we have coming up at 11 o'clock. I am willing to wait to see part of that before I make my ultimate judgments on where the Chiefs' offense is. But you know what you need more than anything right now? A damn win. And Worthy, considering the fact that I have to keep watching passes go to Jason Brownlee or a million other wide receivers that had no business being regular portions of this offense early on in the season, have to be, and not their own fault, but because they were thrust into it due to the fact that they're missing wide receivers 1, 2, and at least parts 4 during the season where they just don't have the horses. And if you're going to be that short on it, I'll take the chance with Worthy. If they were 1-1, I would be telling you, don't play him this week. I would say, just wait one more. Just wait. What's the harm? Just wait one more week.
But that's the question.
You can get past the Giants, surely. That's how I'd feel if they were 1-1, but they're 0-2.
But that's the thing.
So
I'm
taking the chance.
You said it there, though. What's the harm? That's what I'm saying. If there is no view of increased harm by having him out there, re-injury risk and all that, well, then he needs to play. It's still like he's still a guy in his second year in the league that is, like, you know, needs to be part of this offense. So as long as you know you're not doing anything to jeopardize him long term or anything like that, that he's effective and he's not just going to be a decoy or something, then he should be playing on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, the decoy part, that's always the interesting stuff. The teams, they're going to buy that and then let Thornton run wild? And does a decoy work if that the guys you were throwing to or the guys I just mentioned, like Jason Brownlee or Noah Gray, like, is he enough of a decoy for them to also get open? Because that's the other part. The guy's lower in the depth chart if you are a decoy. And I'll just be honest, if you're a decoy, don't waste your time.
I agree.
Don't even waste your time. If he's there, you better be throwing to him. Like, just plain and simple, he needs the ball. Because he is still their best wide receiver on the roster tomorrow, like on Sunday if they play. He is better than Hollywood Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.